Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
All right, got a quote here for my first confession.
A quote?
A quote. I don't know why it's discussed so much in our sport. Who said it and what are they talking about?
That was Adam Silver. And he is talking about, was that the ratings conversation?
Incorrect.
It was Adam Silver though, right?
No.
Dang it.
I don't know.
I thought it was Reggie.
I don't know why it's discussed so much in our sport is Reggie. Figgy, you having a guess?
No, I have no clue.
LeBron James about championships.
Oh, God.
What?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's on the podcast.
Man. I saw it on the, they was talking about it on First Take.
I just can't believe that any of the things, not, I shouldn't say any, a lot of the things that he says I don't understand what his goal is. What are you trying to do here, brother? Generally, it's like LeBron James, you know, trying to make himself look smart or trying to make himself look this way or that way or whatever. Not that he's not smart. I'm just saying, you know, he always has like an end game. What is his end game to say that he doesn't know why championships are discussed so much in sports? Yes, you do. If LeBron James was sitting there and hadn't won a single championship, would be the most obsessive thing in his life.
I do think I know what his end game is there. I don't appreciate the idea of trying to play it like you don't know. You do know. Like,
he knows.
I think
he's talking about the Jordan stands and all that stuff that bring up rings.
Maybe that's it. What did you say?
I think that he does know, but I think what he's probably trying to get at is something that I feel like there's benefit or there's things that are worth discussing that are not, everything can't be put within the context of, okay, but championship though.
Okay, and but I agree rings, with though. That, but you know why championship is number one?
No, and I think he needs to be clear, and maybe obviously it's a podcast. Maybe at some point he does try and actually flesh that out and get to the point. Mm-hmm. But I do think that, and I would agree with him if this is ultimately his point, the idea of championship being the only goal and being, it consumes too much of the oxygen within the discussion of, at the very least, basketball in particular. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of American sport, and it's one of the reasons why I personally am excited about the possibility of like the NBA Cup becoming something that could be interesting. Now, I don't think it's going to happen in this immediate generation, maybe in 10, 20 years in the next generation to become something. But I do appreciate, and of course, as a fan of like soccer, the idea of having different tiers of accomplishment for different teams so that there's more variety and there's more texture to it. Almost like college football for the longest time. It's one of the reasons why college football for me is getting to a place where it feels like more like that. It used to be that, hey man, some teams, we got a 6-win season, we were incredible. Mm-hmm. But if everything is like all about the national championship, of course, like Sam Houston State is rarely going to be in a place where they can have like fun and have enjoyment with it if everything is going to be within a national championship.
I get your point, but I'm talking about like at the highest level, the NBA and NFL level.
Right.
Because he said, you know, I don't know why it's discussed so much. Yes, you do.
Oh, he does.
Yes, you do. I feel like he's talking about all the people that keep saying LeBron or Jordan and rings.
Yeah,
I feel like he's talking to those people.
It might be somewhere in
because
there.
I think he lying to himself if you feel like why is it so important.
Agreed.
But no, I think he's talking about I was going to say the Nick Wright. Nick Wright is on his side.
Yeah.
But, very much so.
Yeah, he's shout talking about Nick. The Stephen A's and the Mad Dogs and the people like that just bring up, look how many rings Jordan got.
You know, I hadn't even really thought that's probably.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
It's definitely part of it. Yeah, like, I'm giving him the best argument because I think it's more of kind of where I'm viewing it. But there's absolutely a part of this, which is him negotiating in the media for the larger debate, where it's like, hey, why aren't we considering more of, you know, what kind of circumstances? Why aren't we talking about, when we talk about the GOAT, depending on who you want to select, you know, more about, you know, who played with them and how many times they had to carry Eric Snow? You know what I mean? Why isn't that part of the metric here?
And then you got some people that don't give a damn about what LeBron did. Hell, he got the most points in history. And no matter what he accomplished, it would never add up to the six rings Michael Jordan got the undefeated finals that Michael Jordan got. So I think that's why he's bringing that up.
Mm-hmm.
But it is worth noting, I do think that we need to be a little bit like sometimes, and maybe this is more bringing it back to like the Rockets or some other teams where, hey, having a really good season, there's nobility in having a being
there
good.
There is.
Like, I do hate that we've gotten to a place where the middle is no longer at all
valuable. I get it. And you're right, there is. But I wouldn't even say too much oxygen is spent on championships, because the championships are the ultimate goal for everybody. And, oh, by the way, even a midseason tournament is a championship at some level.
Sure.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, so I happened to catch a little bit after game five of the NBA Finals, a little bit of the Hoop Collective podcast, Brian Windhorst's podcast, and I think oftentimes you'll have, you know, some other guys, like obviously Tim McMahon will be on there, some other folks. Iman Shumpert was on it a little bit after game five, and I was listening to a little bit of this, and I want you to hear some of his analysis here.
Block, my God.
And I loved it because even when they didn't get the block or the steal, sometimes it's just a deflection. Sometimes it's just a deflection just to rattle somebody. Sometimes it's just messing somebody's dribble up. But they were everywhere tonight. There was no driving room available. Halliburton surveyed. He probed down the baseline. He did everything he could. There was no getting in the paint.
Yeah, there was some passes the Pacers threw that were not good.
Unaggressive.
Yeah.
But that's what happens. If you lose all your angles, if you're a player that leads with aggression, if you lose that angle, 9 times out of 10, there is no pass available. Sometimes you really have to get by somebody to make a defensive mistake. Otherwise, that shell gets really tight.
All right, so, I feel like that's good.
Yeah.
But, yo, Iman Shumpert is really good at this, and I need ESPN to pull their you-know-what out of their you-know-what and, like, elevate this cat instead of some of the cats that you have talking about hoops. And really, I mean, I think we could talk about this in a grander scale. I feel like sometimes, and this, I guess this is my confession, the wrong dudes get too much burn here.
Yeah.
Like Stephen A. Smith was on, I don't remember what he was on, actually talking about the solitaire thing.
And I don't give a bleep about y'all.
Yeah, that was like, how is this the way that you decide to play? He's like, well, you know, I'm working all the damn time, and if I take 2 minutes, but yeah, you're in the middle of work right now.
Yeah.
How about you, if you paid attention, you might be able to give us some analysis like Iman Shumpert did about what's actually happening on the court.
Yeah, they do need to put him in a different position, because it seemed like, maybe I'm wrong, but it seemed like they had Iman as like a reporter on the scene a little bit, and I feel like he probably need to be in more, I don't want to say a podcast setting, but he need to analyze a little more, maybe like a Dan Orlowski the NBA type thing.
I do think y'all are going to get your wish. I think they're grooming him. He's getting more and more.
Oh, 100%
he is.
Yeah.
You're going to get your wish. He's going to be one of the main voices. He's certainly better than, you know, Kendrick Perkins. You know,
hey, be careful with the Pride of Beaumont, Texas. He might come talk to you.
Love you, Kendrick, but you know, I think they're grooming him. He's going
to
be up there.
Yeah, I mean, look, yeah. As much as I would take him at this point, and again, with all due respect to the Pride of Beaumont, Texas himself, I take, at least from what I could tell, him over Perk. I think I'd take him over both of the Morris twins collectively.
Mm-hmm. I was about to say that too. To be fair, I'm not sure how they do. I always see him on First Take. It seems like every single day at this point. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's their show or Stephen A's show.
Yeah.
But I'm like, man, put Iman on there, man. Mm-hmm. Break down some game. Maybe
he needs to get his hair back too, right?
The box. Yeah.
Houston Rockets legend Iman Shumpert. Is that what we're doing here?
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
I forgot he played for the Rockets.
I wouldn't go that far.
So I got to confess, man. So tomorrow I'll be off. Just so happen to take the holiday off.
Mm-hmm. What holiday is that?
Juneteenth.
That's right. Shout out to Galveston.
Yeah. So no real reason. They just asked if I wanted it off. I'm like, sure. Mm-hmm. So I took it off. I kind of regret taking it off, man, because my wife is off too. And she said, oh, great. We both would be off.
Oh, no.
She's
got an agenda.
You got something. Yeah. You got to be cleaning the house.
Not only that, I got the agenda. So she said, yeah, so I think tomorrow, since we're both off, we can wake up early. And we can just do a lot of cleaning. Just clean the house.
That's the itinerary?
You're going to be up listening to Anita Baker.
Yes.
Cleaning the house.
Or in our household, gospel music.
Yeah. Ah, okay, very good.
With some old school gospel music. Well, I'm like, man, I ain't trying to do all that on my day. I should have went to work then.
Listening to the whining.
Let you clean up everything then.
Oh, this is right. I like what Rob Torres is doing here on the YouTube or on the Twitch chat. No, it's the YouTube page, rather. Sounds like there's an emergency meeting at the station tomorrow, brother.
Yeah.
Hey, they calling me in. I got to go.
Man, somebody called off, so I got to go in.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be on the air or anything, just in case you check.
Yeah.
I ain't going to be on the air. I got to work behind the scenes. And I'm producing.
I'm recording some stuff.
Yeah, man. They got me doing some behind the scenes type stuff.
It's going to be a long day, too. I'm not going to get back till 5.
I won't be on the air at all, but I will be at work. Don't come up and bring me anything either. So I'm good. So yeah, just stay at home, clean
up,
and all that.
Don't worry
about me. I'll be home at the same time I usually come home.
That's even worse than I thought. I thought she had you like going out.
I would have preferred that. I would have preferred that. I would, if we get out and about, go somewhere. I would have been fine with that, but man, we just gonna use this off day to clean up.
You might need to,
I ain't taking no more off days.
Yeah, man, you might need to make that one happen where you're like, actually, let's go out to breakfast. You know, treat her and then get her out, and so that at least you could come back and clean on Saturday. Saturday is always there waiting for you. Enjoy a Juneteenth, baby. Enjoy that.
Yeah, she wants to spend the whole day cleaning. I'm like, man, I ain't taking no more days off with you.
On those baseboards, you're gonna be. All that.
Oh, not the deep cleaning.
Pulling out the fridge
and getting back.
She's going to end up having you on the baseboards, cleaning out the AC filter.
Oh, man.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Man, that sucks.
Look, this is a confession, you know, redux times 75. But I think the second part, basically, anytime any of the Astros talk about an injury, I just. It doesn't even register. Like, I don't even think. But today, I did have a question. Was it Joe Spada or Dana Brown?
It was Dana.
It was Dana Brown. Talking about Yordan Alvarez. He said, it's a day-to-day thing. He feels a lot better. My mind immediately went, okay, is he 65% now?
All right.
He was at 60% before. Can you put a percentage on it? Is it 65, 68? Yeah, it's just – It's infuriating. It's gotten to the point where it's just infuriating.
I'm really curious what they're going to say about Lance McCullers, man. Mm-hmm. I wonder next time they speak on Lance McCullers, how that's going to look.
On his possible ankle injury, foot injury?
It foot sprain is what we got. I imagine Lance will let us know straight up if he's got to do. All right, I'm not reading that 713. That's crazy. But from the 832, they did say, Figgy, meet me at the strip club. So maybe that's a real swing from you supposed to be at the house cleaning to sneaking out to go to the booty club. That is entirely not what they anticipated.
Hey, sweetie, don't come see me at work.
Hey, sweetie, I'm about to go get, I'm going to go to work, and then I'm going to go get coffee with somebody.
Just
disregard the glitter, if you see any glitter.
Disregard the glitter is...
Yeah. That strawberry smell, it's nothing.
Yeah, you're not winning that one. I can't advise that one, actually. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Those are our lunchtime confessions. Coming up next, the Texans have actually addressed the cornerback depth with a signing today. Did they get the right dude? Let's talk about it next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.